I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Somebody's saying, hey, it's chip time. It was chip time earlier because of his main gig, Star Tribune. He's off to interview someone for football across Minnesota. But guess what? You can get all of our show. I guess the other shows are out there, too. I mean, if you've listened to one of our segments like three, four times over, Dave, maybe you want to go to like the Rushes. Maybe if you listen five, six times.
Yeah, the only problem is you get into that DeRusha segment about 3 minutes and you start to miss Chad again.
Yeah, I mean, you're only human. I can't blame you. So for all the shows, Find a Way, Vanita, Adam and Jordana, DeRusha, H. Lake, you name it, weekend programming, Chad Hartman Show. If you're going to go one, you got to go us. That's it.
Well, if you're going to go two or three, you also have to go
us. That's a good point. First 10, us. If not, some say your leg might just explode right there. That's a tough break. That is a tough break.
Good pun.
That's what I'm here for. Odyssey app, odyssey.com, Apple, all sorts of options, and just try it for a little bit. Would greatly appreciate it. Dave gives you the combination of an hour, a segment, half hour. Because some might say, hey, I'm going to listen to the whole thing. Others might say, I don't really like when that guy's on or that gal's on, but I want to listen to this. So Chad Hartman Show. Also, sign up and follow us on the Twitter machine, excuse me, at Chad Hartman Show, at Dave_Harrigan. All right, let's jump back in the race. Remind you that our coverage will begin tomorrow at 8. I will be here. Adam will be here. Blois will be here. We will have news reporters all across the state. We will have experts and analysts join us throughout the night. And who knows how late into the morning. We said this earlier. I'll say it again. This would surprise me. Sorry, the cough is here. This would surprise me because we're about to say what would surprise you. In fact, text now. Regarding the presidential election, if this happens, you will be surprised. I don't have a lot. My main premise is, you know, the race is so close that, I mean, you could also have a scenario, Dave, where hypothetically Harris just barely wins 5 of the 7 swing states and then she wins. Or Trump wins 7 of them, just barely. And so, you know, Biden and Trump both ended with 306. Wasn't like those were blowouts because if you really switch, I forget the number, like 40, 50,000, you change the results because of Electoral College. So what could happen tomorrow that would surprise you? If I am here at some point, whether it's the late night Tuesday or early into the morning Wednesday, and I say we now have a consensus, the next president of the United States is, and we'd either be Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. That would really surprise me, considering the process people are approaching, how close it is. I think that would be stunning if we have the results that night. Does that bother you at all? Because it bothers me zero. And for the media side, as the host of the thing, I could say, no, I want the results. I'm here. Let's go. But it's elaborate. We've had so many concerns, by far stronger one side than the other, by far driven by one man more than the other, and he's inspired plenty of people, but it's out there because of it. So I don't think we have to have the results. We're talking the presidency. If it takes us a couple days, I'm fine with it. I'm not staying on air the whole time.
Why not? Where's the dedication?
Even I would run out of things to say. Probably would take me until Wednesday night.
Well, that's just when you toss it to Blois.
He would have. Is he bringing multiple vests down here tomorrow?
I hope so. I'd sweat through the first. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I don't know how you sweat through a vest.
So you don't, because you don't respect your arms. Okay, so I'm suggesting that would stun me. So would that stun you? And does it bug you that we don't get, as we have most of the time, here we go, your winner is Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton, whomever it might be.
It certainly wouldn't stun me. I think we've had plenty of talk over the last several weeks about how it's a very real possibility we won't know election night or...
No, I fully expect we're not going to do that. So I'm saying it will stun me if it does happen.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't expect it to happen, I guess. I love it, too. And, yeah, it does bug me that it seems likely it won't happen. It does bug me, not because I need the results right now.
Conspiracy?
It bugs me because of how we got to this point. Of all the last 4 years of...
Lies.
You know, lies of, you know, Dominion voting, of everyone from Trump to Mike Lindell... And, you know, as you said, it's gone a lot more on one side than the other about just the distrust now that we've somehow fostered in our election system with absolutely zero proof, or if there is proof, just the teeny, you know, 6 votes here, 50 votes there. You know, the very, very small outliers have now, you know, held up the whole system.
Yeah, I mean, Bill Barr, head of the FBI, someone who's significantly more of a Republican than Donald Trump, because he has been his whole life, told Trump repeatedly, there's no substantial evidence. And there wasn't. And again, through the courts, if he wants to pursue it, fine. But when he kept lying over and over again. And again, here's another surprise for me. If Donald Trump does not declare victory, either late Tuesday night or early Wednesday morning, I will be surprised. He may be right. He may win. Right now I'm at 50.001% Harris wins. I don't know. But if I played the game that I make everybody else play, who are you picking? I'm so slightly picking Harris. And I've been Trump. I was Trump over Biden forever. And I've been Trump over Harris for weeks. I think there's some indications, not just the Iowa poll, that maybe she's got a little bit of momentum, but I could also give you 87 polls to show Trump has the momentum. I'll also say this. I will be shocked if Donald Trump concedes tomorrow night, Wednesday.
The world might stop.
Okay. Running. Do you think there's any realistic scenario where he will formally have a press conference and concede that he lost the presidency to Harris? Because John Carl, who has known Trump for a long, long time, ABC News, excellent reporter, he reported yesterday a very early morning conversation with Trump, where among the many things he said, and again, Trump's very convinced he's going to win, but he said, yes, it's possible I could lose. Do you see any realistic scenario where there is a press conference where Donald Trump says, I want to congratulate the president-elect?
Has Donald Trump admitted defeat to anything in his life?
I don't think so.
I don't remember it. So, no, I don't. I don't think it's in the playbook.
What else would surprise you? Let's get to one more thing before we pause, because I want to get to a few things here. The Harris campaign is spending the entire day where today? Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
The entire day. What's interesting, the Trump campaign has spent a lot of time lately in North Carolina, whereas a couple weeks ago you thought that was just Trump country. So they obviously have some of internals where they're worried. If you listen to the show at all, you know, I think very highly of Josh Shapiro, including the fact that he's a center-left person and works with Republicans and appoints Republicans. I want more of that centrist policy. And I think it's clear that Shapiro did say to Harris, What am I going to do? What distinct, powerful responsibilities will I have? Because if I'm just showing up at a funeral for a foreign leader, I want no part of that. And he is a governor position. He's, what is he, 52, 51, something, he's young. So he wanted something specific. And then there's the fact that the rise of anti-Semitism in the further left, and Shapiro is Jewish, although, by the way, read his modern comments. Last year or so, he's been highly critical of Netanyahu. But anti-Semitism played a part of it. But you're trying to secure Pennsylvania, and you had a chance to give Shapiro these definitive roles, and you didn't. And Walz, has Walz been a net positive or net negative? What do you think? How he earned the position was a net positive because he came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But it seems to me there's been more negativity about him than positivity, you know, on just, you know, what happened here, Tiananmen Square, military stuff. Now, a lot of that's just driven by the folks who don't like him anyway.
Yeah. I think he did come out of the gate so hot.
Yep.
And America.
Dave Harrigan calls Tim Walz hot. Can we put that on the Twitter machine?
Yeah. I mean, America was kind of blown away by him.
Yeah, like, who is this guy?
Yeah, who is this guy? Where's this energy coming from? I don't know if he's been that positive. I don't think he's been a negative. He's probably a net meh for the campaign, which is what a VP candidate typically is.
And let's be honest, Vance was definitely a net negative for a while, and maybe
helped
now.
Helped himself with the debate.
Yeah, he was good in the debate. And he likes the eyeliner, too.
Who doesn't?
I think there's some that don't. But again, I think she made a big mistake not picking Shapiro and give him some significant responsibilities. That's the state that still could decide it. You know, the guy, and I know he's campaigned there a lot. It's not the same thing as having him on the ticket. All right, among the topics you can chime in on. By the way, have you voted yet? Let me know. Dave told me off air he's voted 5 times already. Congratulations.
Yeah, going for number 6 this afternoon.
Yeah, maybe even during the show, this last hour. What do you want to say? Phone calls and texts. What could surprise you? Did Harris blow it with Shapiro? Now, if she wins, he didn't blow it at all. Have you voted yet? What sort of process? Because I tried to vote today, and it was 1 hour and 15 minutes. I said, I'm voting tomorrow. What do you got? StileHouseFinancial.com. Talk and text lines. 651-461-9226.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll get a little more into Quincy Jones next segment. We're going to get into younger individuals who say, I don't want to have kids anymore. So we'll get to other topics outside of politics. We're playing famous, amazing songs from Quincy Jones, who left us at the age of 91. What would surprise you? What else do you want to say? Trump actually conceding would surprise me from the texter, 651-461-9226. This texter, I'd be surprised if Trump doesn't win Minnesota. I think greater Minnesota will speak loudly. Who had the graphic last week? I think it might have been MinnPost, where it went back pretty far, even further than Obama McCain. But let's just go there. Where, yes, more greater Minnesota voted for McCain, but there still were plenty of Obama voters. And then, again, you're just reminded in 2020, where most of the metro area, not all of it, is just hardcore blue. and you got a couple other places, and the rest of the state is just all Trump. Again, the line, of course, is land doesn't vote, right? People vote.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you have a huge disparity in the metro area. That's tied to Klobuchar, who, by the way, if Royce White beats Klobuchar, he's going to say to Donald, hold my beer, right? I mean, that's hard to even fathom. But that's why, you know, her winning normally by 20 points, now it's 12 points because Greater Minnesota is so MAGA. Now, I fully expect there's going to be a difference between Royce White's numbers and Donald Trump's numbers. Maybe it won't be. But if you look at a lot of the polling, I mean, the closest poll did show Min polls where Trump was within 2-3 points. Hauser's poll, which is well-respected, Survey USA, KSDP, has it at 8 points. And most polls with White and Klobuchar have it, 12 to 15 or so. Let's see. Let's get to more of your texts. Bill Clinton defended George W. Bush over his endorsement decision. Yeah, texter brings that up. I saw that over the weekend because Nicole Wallace, who is a prominent mover and shaker with Republicans for a long time, including working with W and now has a show on MSNBC and has one for a long time and is completely switched, and she's a liberal, said she reached out multiple times to people close to W and whatever office they have set up, saying she really hoped he would come out and endorse Harris, join Liz Cheney, Dick Cheney, and others. I don't think he has to. I think he's made it very clear what he thinks of Donald Trump. 16 and 20, made it clear he's not voting for him. I don't think you're an awful person if you're a Republican and don't want any part of this guy. Is that a shock that George W. Bush doesn't want a part of this guy? I mean, right from low energy and making fun of Jeb Bush, and making fun of George W. Bush. George W. Bush, who I wasn't the biggest fan, I absolutely was not a big fan of when he was president, on his policies, because I think too many policies just did not work out. There was a competency factor. Did I ever doubt the decency and kindness of George W. Bush as a person or H.W.? Never. But I don't think you should be ashamed if you're Republican and you make it clear you're not voting for Trump, but you still say, I'm still a Republican and I believe in those principles over the Democrats. By the way, if Republicans just don't vote for Trump, that is still a victory for Harris. If you want to go further and say country over policy, fine. You do you. But some of these folks get destroyed because of this. And I think some of it is excessive. What do you think about that?
I think it's perfectly fine, and I think every Republican that's come out, from Liz Cheney to the rest of them, have said it's not because we don't agree with conservative policies anymore. It's because it's Donald Trump.
Yep.
It's because of the things he says, the things he does, the lies he tells, you know, the threats he makes. I think they've all made it very clear that they still believe in conservative policies, conservative values, everything the Republican Party used to stand for. In some ways still does stand for, but in many ways has been lost behind Donald Trump.
Yep.
I think it's been very clear why they are saying, you know what, this time I just can't.
Among the text, Chad, will tomorrow night's coverage be talk to your host voicing personal opinions about the candidates? No. I've handled various responsibilities in my life that are very different than a talk show host. Tomorrow night, during a coverage starting at 8, it's time to be a talk show. We're going to be talking about the events of the night, period. Will we talk about their campaigns? Sure. Will we talk about the results? Yes. This is not going to be text and me opining. I've done this multiple times before. It's it's a different sort of situation. It's like when I called games, what would you do on TV versus radio? When I was calling Wolves games, the talk show I did during the day and opining on the Wolves was nothing like when I was calling the game. So, no, it's not going to be close.
Plenty of news, folks, too.
Yeah, it's going to be a news-driven coverage as it has been when we've done it before, and it will be. Regarding Hillary Clinton, well, I believe Hillary Clinton did not concede that night. You're wrong. She did. Did she talk about Russia later? Yeah. But that night, she stood up and conceded the election and called Donald Trump. Even if Harris would have picked Shapiro, that doesn't guarantee she's going to win in Pennsylvania. No. I think gives her... I mean, he's very popular. And he's very popular, by the way, including with center-right Republicans. And again, that could be the Haley Bush types would say, those folks who just can't stand this guy as a human, but they like the policies. I think Shapiro gives her a better chance than Walz. Now, if she wins, then it doesn't matter. And who knows how much power he really wanted, because that wasn't defined. But I think it's clear for the report. He didn't want just the Walz responsibility. Since Walz is elated to be a part of this, and then you tell me what to do. Like most who took that job. 75 minutes, why don't you turn around as soon as you saw the line? I did. I didn't vote today. I didn't have time. I had to do the show. And I ran out of gas.
Yeah.
Because I'm an absolute idiot.
Was the gas before or after you showed?
Before. Well, not too far away. let's see. You've promoted the empty giggler for 3 months. Why would it change tomorrow night? Anybody who thinks that I have been touting and raving and praising Kamala Harris day in and day out, you need to go to a Starkey hearing right now. If I, in the end, vote for her, it's going to be a vote against Donald Trump. I would take Josh Shapiro over Kamala Harris every single time. I would take Dean Phillips over Kamala Harris every single time. So stop your nonsense if you think this has been a show backing Kamala every day. But I also know this guy shouldn't be anywhere close to the White House, in my opinion, and you're 1,000% allowed to vigorously disagree. More phenomenal music where Quincy Jones was a part of it, passed away peacefully, Bel Air, surrounded by family and friends at the age of 91. We tried to get our friend Jimmy Jam Harris on today. Jimmy could not make it because he's at a life celebration for Tito Jackson. He hadn't posted anything yet, but he sent me this for the audience to know where he stands. Q did all he could possibly to make heaven here on earth. And now he's making heaven up in heaven. I imagine the collabs he's having with Frank, Duke, Dizzy, Miles, Prince, MJ, etc. under the watchful eye of his best friend, the Black Godfather, Clarence Avant. They are truly masterpieces. I'm inspired and know that we all lost an earthly angel, so we all have to grow our wings a little bigger and flap a little harder for peace on earth. Absolutely beautiful for a man who's remarkably accomplished himself, Jimmy Jam, with his great friend, excuse me, Terry Lewis. I don't know. And, you know, Quincy Jones was involved in so many aspects of life, you know. In the 70s, he had aneurysms where people thought he was going to die. He had bands on his own. But as Jimmy says, from Frank Sinatra to Aretha Franklin to Paul Simon to Michael Jackson to We Are the World to involved in movies, iconic movies, decade after decade, the immense impact and respect he had. The provocative things he would say in interviews were pretty stunning also. There's still brilliant music out there. There always will be, Dave. It's just consumed, and we arrive there so radically different. But music always finds the audience somehow. I don't know. Is it – we still have geniuses every day, and I mean that in the most friendly way, not my father's genius way. Right.
Who made you geniuses?
Thanks a lot, genius. They're out there. But, I mean, I read like three obits, and I could go on for a while here on Quincy Jones. I encourage you to consume it. If you appreciate music in any era, don't undersell Quincy Jones decade after decade after decade. First of all, surviving when people thought, I think it was 1974, when he just wasn't going to make it. And then flourishing. I don't know. Do we have those people in music who work with different stars going forward? Because look at Jimmy and Terry. Jimmy and Terry are, over the last 30 years, who's more accomplished than those two as producers? Probably nobody when you, again, you consider the cross-section. I think part of what I'm saying, too, is the cross-section. Your ability, like maybe you're just so good in rock or rap or country or classics. Quincy Jones was all over the place. And are you allowed to show that skill set now in music, Dave, or do they pigeonhole you? Like what so many people do in life now. We just generalize, whether it's somebody's skill at somebody's opinion. We're better if we have more Quincy Joneses. There is no denying that.
Nah, I disagree. I don't want any kind of Quincy Joneses, Chad. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, just to learn about him and about the many artists he collaborated with that I had no idea.
About writing for Count Basie?
Yes. I had no idea he was with, for a time, with Frank Sinatra and Count Basie. And, you know, so many others that I was, you know, even just going through the Wikipedias and the obituaries today. Wait a minute. He had a hand in that? He had a hand in that? In, you know, TV and movies and all this. I mean, it's incredible. And I guess the kind of sad part about where we're at today with music and just how music is distributed, if those kind of things happen, they probably do, but do we know about it? You know, do we know about great producers now? Because
I think so, right?
Well, I just don't know, because you think of, I mean, at least for me, the first thing when I hear Quincy Jones, Thriller. That's the first thing that comes to mind.
Sure.
Is Thriller. Not just the song, Thriller, the album. And with music, how it is today, and albums, to the consumer at least, not meaning a whole heck of a lot, because you're not actually going out and buying a physical CD or cassette or actual vinyl album. You're consuming it song by song on Apple Music, Spotify, whatever it is. You know, you don't get to play that whole, that's the feeling of an album. This song goes to that song goes to this song, and, you know, that kind of all works together. So I don't know that a producer in the mind of the listener is nearly as impactful today as, you know, they were certainly when Quincy was crushing the business.
I also just wonder if the artists across the musical spectrum are willing to work with different people. I mean, here's two more. Like we talked about Michael, by the way. He works with him for the first time when they're doing the Broadway musical, The Wiz, by the way. Sidney Lumet, who's amazing in film. Just check out his background. And then they go on to work together on Off the Wall, Thriller, and Bat. Think that's a pretty good run?
That's not bad.
I think you could
just hang your career hat
You're
on those
there.
Three right there.
You're done there. He suffers this brain aneurysm, resulting in two operations. People did not expect him to leave. They had a memorial concert for him in L.A. Sarah Vaughan, Ray Charles, and others. He attended under strict orders from his neurosurgeon not to get too excited. For years, he slowed down, but then by 3 years later, he's back to himself. I mean, not only did he keep reinventing himself, he said, no, I'm not going to die. I'm going to show up at the event honoring me, and I'm going to be fine. So an enormous tip of the cap of Amazing Life with Quincy Jones. Jason, he'll join us. We'll have a little crosstalk, and then he's going to take you home here. No Twins game tonight. I don't think they're playing, are they?
I think they give the day off today.
Day off for the Twins tonight. So we still are the home of the Twins. This, no, it's not the start of PA show. This also from Quincy Jones.
The Street Beater, it's called.
Is that what it's called?
Yes, it is.
Did not know. Where does this rank among greatest opening songs for a show? Top 20, right? Top 10?
One of the sad things about sort of our streaming world is that you know, TV theme songs are not as big of a thing.
Yeah, because
if
I'm watching a show and it's on to episode 2 and it gives me recap, nope.
Right.
You know, maybe in 25, 30 years when I'm in a wheelchair and I'm facing in the corner, then I'll need the recap. But not now.
25?
Yeah. Two to five, maybe is right. You in the front row, I'm just up with the rabble. Friday's game, you know.
Well, you're a man of the people.
I am. I was with the people. Public bar and restaurant before. You were eating some high-end Target Center place that's not available to most of us. I was saying hello. How are you? Mm-hmm. What can I do for you?
Mm-hmm.
You were over there taking pictures.
Yeah. Well, let's just say the critical moment of the game was the Joker missing the three-point shot right in front of me as time elapsed.
Yeah.
Is that
coincidence or not?
I just say you're welcome.
Yeah. Was he mesmerized by you?
I showed a little leg.
Oh, yeah.
Did you give him that? Did he ask about the game? How was Kyle? You know?
Did he really save me 30%?
The big thing came out after the game was that Ant and Rudy were talking about how the Joker knew a play before they had talked about it. So maybe, you know, the Joker's DeRussia eats.
Maybe.
You
know? Maybe.
Could be.
I will be there again tonight.
Tonight?
Not courts.
Not in Charlie Seats tonight?
Row C.
Row C.
Tough.
Whoa. Tough for you.
As in row A. Now
slumming it.
Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah?
It's fine.
Somebody's got to be you.
Very grateful to have friends who have great seats. It's pretty cool.
What do you have coming up today?
Well, I was thinking of just 3 hours of telling people to stop being so anxious and just chill out, man. Just like take it easy. Time to grow up.
Not a bad idea.
Everybody should grow up a little bit.
Did you see Seinfeld was going after the school where his kids attended? Because that school in New York
is offering
kids the day off if the election is too
emotional.
Yeah, too emotional. Get out of here. Get your butts in class.
Yeah. It's we've sort of lost the plot, I think.
Yeah.
But you know, the politicians want this. They want you to think everything is literally life or death.
Yeah. Well, I know you haven't voted before because you hate it, so you'll be in
line
tomorrow.
Not a big democracy guy.
No, you're against democracy.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.